This is the Lindell Report, bringing you news combined with hope by offering practical and achievable action points to assist you in defending and preserving faith and freedoms. And now, here is your host, Mike Lindell.
Welcome to the broadcast. Glad you are with us. Mike will be joining us in just a moment. He is just finishing up some business and will be joining us here in just a moment. Don't forget, folks, the Lindell Report, as is this entire network, is brought to you because you sponsor what we're doing. And you can do that by simply going to MyPillow.com and using that promo code L77, and we appreciate your support. In the coming weeks, we're going to have a lot of very interesting programming coming up here at Lindell Television. We have CPAC coming up just in a few weeks, and we have Mike's big event in August that he's been telling you about. We have a lot of extra special programming. Tonight is no different. Tonight I have a very special interview with Dr. Carrie Madej. Many of you know who Dr. Carrie Madej is, and just a couple weeks ago, she almost lost her life in a single-engine plane crash, and thankfully she survived. I was able to book her for my show tonight, and that'll be during Brandon House Live. So lots of special programming coming up in the coming days and weeks with lots of special events as we work to save America and fix 2020. Well, joining us now is Mike Lindell. Mike, what's on the agenda tonight?
Oh, hey, Brandon. Once again, I don't have anything particular, any guests coming on. I guess we want to give everybody an update of what's going on. I've been busy all the way through the 4th, but I did have a few days off there where I did a couple shows right from the golf course. That was interesting.
Wait a minute. Now last 4th, we got to see you guys shoot off a Guinness world record of fireworks. Did you do that again?
I didn't even have time to do that this year. I actually got back home on the 4th.
Really?
The actual 4th. But anyway, I've been on calls with a lot of Secretary of State's, Attorney Generals. I had the big day down in Louisiana. And I do want to say this. I want to announce this. We actually have, my attorneys told me today, I'm getting my Facebook Live going. We actually filed in the Supreme Court, everybody. We did a filing in the Supreme Court. No, it's not the big case, but there is a filing there in the Supreme Court. But it has to do with my personal case against Dominion and Smartmatic. There is a part of the case there, and I'm not sure what part of it. So all you fake news people out there that are watching, I don't have the case number, but you can go ahead and check it out if you want. But there is a part of my case there. I believe it's when they made the ruling on the that they would not for when they dismissed it as being frivolous, Brandon. I believe it's now that we can appeal that. And that's what might be at the Supreme Court.
Okay.
Anyway, a lot of great things going on, everybody. We're going to be moving into South Dakota, a preliminary injunction there. I've just got an update from the lawyers. That should be by end week, early next week. We're looking at the preliminary injunctions in both the state of Texas and in Florida. Remember, all these injunctions, everybody, and in Louisiana, these are to get rid of the voting machines, get rid of the computers. We can't have them. We have selections, not elections now. I don't know, Brandon. I know we've been promising for a long time to take questions. Maybe that'd be the easiest thing to do. Okay. I do want to tell this to everybody. I want to do a couple updates. One is you've all been calling about the My Coffee. I did go down and film commercials down in Florida, and we're looking at a launch date of probably next week, as soon as next week, on the mystore.com. By the way, everybody, you can use that promo code L77 at MyPillow. You can still get those $19.88 MyPillows. that Walmart canceled. Shame on you, Walmart. And that's been a great support to all of my employees and here at Frank's Beach and Lindell TV. People have been asking also about Frank Social. You guys, Frank Social is up. It's connected to Frank's Beach. You get one, you just can click right over to the other ones. It's so convenient. We've got, I'm looking at it right now. So I go on Frank Social, and right at the top, I just hit the Frank Speech button. I can go back between the greatest media site ever with the greatest social media site. So you have what we envisioned way back last year. Now we have it. It's even better than I could ever imagine, Brandon, where both of these are connected together. You have all the news, all the everything you ever needed, and then you have your basically your Facebook, better than Facebook. It's amazing. I'm just going down it now, and we're gaining. We've got somewhere between the two sites now around 4 million people. You guys, the more people we can get, the more we can get our voice out in this buildup to the biggest event this country, one of the most important events is going to be of our lifetime, and that's going to be August 20th, 21st. It's called the Moment of Truth Summit. Moment of Truth Summit. And Brandon, I heard you announcing upcoming events. I want to tell everybody about this weekend. I'm going to be going to Alaska. You'll be able to watch me right here on Frank's Beach. The president, our great president, Donald Trump, our real president, is going to be up there doing a rally and in Alaska. I've never been to Alaska. I'm looking forward to it. That's going to be live right here on Frank's Beach on, I believe it's on the 9th. So that's, is that Saturday? This Saturday, Brandon.
Okay.
On the 8th, everybody, I'm speaking in, pull that up if you can, pull that up. I'm just trying to give everybody an update here. On the 8th, I'm in Virginia Beach, Virginia, a big event there. There'll be 5,000 people expected. That's a Clay Clark event, it looks like here. It's going to be amazing. I speak there on the night of the 8th, and then it's on to Alaska. We're going to be in Alaska. We'll be live here at Frank's Beach. We're going to be through our great partners, RSBN. When I say partners, they've worked with us, both of us, to be able to live stream to be more places at once. It's great.
Yep.
And then after that, I'm going from there to Las Vegas. And in Las Vegas, Brandon, at 10 a.m., there's going to be a press conference from the sheriffs. It's going to be to all the it's going to be basically for the sheriffs. Now, I got to get this right here. I'm going to tell everybody about this because that will also be, I believe, are we going to be live streaming that? We don't know yet on that, do we, Brandon?
We don't know, but we're going to at least capture it and play it, if not
Sheriff,
on the TV.
That's Sheriff Mack. It's a press conference in Las Vegas. I'm on the panel there. I'll be speaking. Hopefully we get it live here on Frank's Beach, and that's on that's next week on, I believe that is on July 12th. Then we just got invited today here at Frank's Beach to Turning Point USA, which is in Tampa, Florida. Do you have those dates? Is it the 20th through the 22nd? Or
I think
22nd?
It's the 22nd to the 24th.
22nd to the 24th, everybody. We hope to see you there. I'm going to be there. We don't know yet, Brandon, if you're going to be there or not. We're discussing this. But we are going to have a booth there. And we're going to have a lot of great interviews. There's some amazing speakers. Our great president, Donald Trump. I know Ben Carson, my friend Ben Carson, is one of the speakers. And Charlie Kirk and just many others. And we'll go from there. I'm not on the schedule to speak there. I just committed today, and I don't know if they, I told them I'm available if they do have a spot, but it's kind of It's kind of late here. They probably already have them all filled. But if not, I can talk to people right from our booth. I am going to be there very soon. We'll advertise some certain hours so people can get that chance. But there's a lot of media going to be there. There's over 30 of media outlets. I like going outlet to outlet, Brandon, and giving them a hard time. I did send you something, Brandon, that I wanted to. I know I didn't Google my name today.
And by the way, we also have that clip from ESNS to play for him again.
Okay, yeah, that's good. And then I want you to, I sent you something. Fulton County subpoenas Rudy Giuliani and Lindsey Graham and probe into election interference. I don't know what that's all about. Don't even put that up yet. That just came up a few minutes ago before I had a chance to look at it. Before we take calls, I want to do a couple things. Let's put up these. The Louisiana courthouse committee, whatever that was down there, the election, with all the machine companies.
Yeah, there's a Senate committee hearing.
Yeah, the committee hearing, everybody. We... with the great Secretary of State down there, let's pull up. I want to show a clip of ESNS. Let's do that one first, everybody. These are the ESNS machines. They're out of Omaha, Nebraska. They have the majority of the machines, I believe, in our country. They had to sell to Dominion. They sold to Dominion because they had too big of a monopoly. Back in, I believe it was 2010, and they admitted it at this committee. They said, you have ties to any other machine companies. They didn't name Dominion outright, but it was Dominion, and they still have all the same software. They're all the same. It's the same in every county, every state, that these machine companies have to go. But here's, I want everyone to listen to what ESNS, their owners, not employees, Brandon, these are one of the, two of them were owners of ESNS out of Omaha, Nebraska. Now, they talked for probably a half hour going, we're from Omaha, like they're just down to earth, you know. And then all of a sudden, one of the committee opens up a book and says, yeah, but your machines are made in China, you know. So why don't you pull that? Let's watch that quick.
All right.
Now, some folks... have claimed, academics, election system experts have claimed that ballot marking devices are inherently vulnerable to hacking or malware or tampering. All technology, whether it's your laptop, your phone, an ATM machine, or an X-ray machine, can have vulnerabilities.
Right. I mean, this testimonial, I want to get all ESNS's up there, get it up on Frank's speech, because it was so, I couldn't believe it. They're telling all technology, all voting machines are can be hacked. And then they also said, they were there to try and sell Louisiana on switching from Dominion to ESNS machines, but they kept using Omaha. You know, boy, it sounds down home. Where are your owners, they asked. Who are your owners? And they said, well, 80% is owned by this one group out of Omaha. Well, who's in that group? Where do they go? You know, we haven't, but two of them, they said they had part of the ownership. And, but boy, they didn't know what to say when this guy opened up things and said, well, your parts for this are made in China. And then he asked him about vulnerabilities in the machines. Why is ESNS any better than Dominion or any other of the horrible machine companies that stole our election, and that were part of stealing the biggest crime in history? And what their comment was, all machines are vulnerable. All machines, whether it's your cell phone, whether it's your laptop, whether it's a voting machine, whether it's a polling book, doesn't matter, everybody. At least the guy was honest. And as I sit here before you today, I want you all to listen to that, what he said. So, yes, we can all be hacked. We've said that before. Happens every day. There's a they're vulnerable, you hack. But when it's not an election, when it's something else like credit cards or your phone or whatever, hey, Tim Cook, how you doing? If they're listening to you, that just involves money. If they hack in, it can just involve money sure, it's an invasion of your privacy if they're doing like with your phone or they know where you're at and all these other things. But I'm talking about a breach. When you are hacked, it just involves money. But when it's an election, it takes your whole country. It involves your whole country. You lose your country. And one of the things, everybody, that I want to get, you need to all understand, once they take your country, you never, ever get it back by an election because the people in charge are not going to vote out the machines. Everyone needs to understand that. If the machines aren't gone, we lose our country. They have to go. You don't get to go, oh, maybe they won't cheat this time. Maybe they won't cheat. As soon as they have, which they have now, our country, they're not giving it back. You don't get it back. You don't. You have to get rid of the machines. We get one shot at this. You can go down to Venezuela and look. They never get it back. You know why? The people in charge are not going to say, hey, let's have a fair vote and let's go with paper ballots and hand count it. It's over. Go to Australia. Go to Canada. You can go to so many other countries that were ahead of us where these machines, that's how they took the election. They take it, and the bad people in charge, you could go down to Venezuela, 95% of Venezuela, or 99% probably. They didn't vote for this guy. They didn't vote for the government in place. They can have elections till they're purple. It doesn't matter now. Because they're never, one of the things that who's in charge is never going to vote out the voting machines or call them the selection machine. You have a dictatorship, you have a Nazi Germany, you have a communist state, it's over. So we have an opportunity in time we have to get rid of these machines and all of them, every brand gone. And that was interesting being down in Louisiana. We also watched Dominion get chewed out because they've had Dominion machines the longest of anyone in the country. So let's pull that tape up and say how they asked Dominion, who was actually there trying to sell them more machines, Brandon.
Yeah, this would be when the Senator Hewitt, I think, she's wearing the yellow dress.
Yeah, let's pull that one up. There was other that they were all. Most of it was done by the Secretary of State, Kyle, but his team that was up there, they also took turns just going at these Dominion guys because then remember Dominion, the state of Louisiana, the Secretary of State, he reached out to Dominion by email. He reached out to Georgia to get the Haldeman report, and he just kept getting denied. So let's play that senator.
The state senator from they're telling my ear to give them just another second real quick. They're bringing it up.
Okay.
And by the way, the phone number to call in is 573-502-1009. 573-502-1009. Again, area code 573-502-1009. And I guess they're needing, why do you guys need 5 minutes? We've had the whole thing on the system. What happened? You're telling me they need 5 minutes. I don't understand why, because we've played it a million times.
Okay, well, we don't even need to show that. I'm gonna just I will tell this is you got I'll tell right now we've been getting gifts. We have down there. What a gift that Dominion gets chewed out by a Secretary of State on national TV, and it's on tape going, you guys, why did you guys do this? Why did you not? You knew these machines were hacked and vulnerable. When we reached out to you as a vendor, why didn't you come and show us where the vulnerabilities were? And they say, you know what this guy said? Well, I didn't work for the company then. And let's try and line something up. Or maybe I'll line up a call. It was disgusting. And then also everybody, just to show you other gifts we've made. These are gifts here that we have gotten, and one of them was the state of Georgia. All these primaries, they just keep stealing. They took Tina Peters in Colorado. Brandon, we're going to have a real big announcement tomorrow on that during my show about the primaries in Colorado. Remember, we're the ones that broke the news here about the primaries in Georgia.
Yep. And we have that clip. We have that clip when you're ready, too.
Okay. The teams in Georgia where this Democrat lady, it was a Democrat primary. Remember, everybody, you can tell your friends this. Even the terrible journalists that are out there wrote about this, I think, at least the local ones did in Georgia. This nice Democrat lady and her husband got zero votes in their own precinct, everybody. So, you know, boy, when you don't even give them two votes, you got to look into it. Even Brad Rassenberger, Crooked Brad says, okay, I guess we got to look. Why didn't you give them at least two votes? So they open up the machines. And what do they see? 3,700 and some votes. The gal went from third place to first place, Brandon. What a shame. But what a gift to the American people. It doesn't matter. Remember, the selection, it doesn't care if you're a Democrat or Republican. They're picking the winners. They are selecting your government. Yeah. And your government is called communism. Your government is called CCP, deep state, uniparty, world order. This is where we're going. And if we don't get rid of the machines, it's over. But the good news is we got great clips like this. Go ahead and put that up of the horrible machine companies. These people getting called out. How could they even have the gall to come down to Louisiana after all the intrusions and hacks and the government coming out and saying, hey, these machines are terrible. You can't use them. They're defective. Go ahead and roll a tape.
Soul system. Okay. So we have a very long history together. And so when you all became aware of potentially some vulnerabilities to one of probably your longest serving clients, did you call the secretary or his staff to talk about those and what you could do to address those?
And again, I apologize. I wasn't with the company at that time. And I think that is a question I can, and maybe we set up a call separately with the CEO and president to discuss that. Now, whether it was, like I said, from a legal standpoint, I know there was a lot they could not talk about. So I don't want to misspeak on that, but I think maybe that might be the best to answer your question to get that directly from the president of the company. I think we should set.
Is it the policy of your company to not point out vulnerabilities to your clients except if you get whatever the CISA and the Halderman and the whatever compliance type people are? I mean, why do we have to wait for lawsuits or some kind of certification problem? When you first become aware, why can't you go to your clients and talk about those things and help us address the issues for products that you're providing for a 30-plus year client? I don't understand that.
Senator Hewitt, I can't speak to the specifics of this case, but our company regularly puts out product advisory notice and product change notices to all our customers. It's required in many states. We have a contractual obligation to put those out. Whenever we find something that goes out to the state, there's a notice. The state is notified first, and then all the jurisdictions within that state have noticed. So for California, for example, Arizona, Nevada, all these states, we do this. I do not know the specifics of this detail. I can't speak to it, but we regularly put those out. We can provide samples of those to you. As soon as we find out there's something, we put out the notification what mitigation might be used. So this is not that we're not doing this. There's obviously something more to this that unfortunately none of us know the details.
All right, well, I guess I'm going to submit and recommend that somehow, customer service is a component of the RFP. So it's not just buying equipment and then you're done, right?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. So you guys, that was one of the people on the committee. She's a state senator. That was one of the people on the Secretary of State committee that he put together and drilling these Dominion executives that came there. They never showed up when they reached out to him for 6 months. Over, actually, it was 7 months. He said the Secretary of State said he started reaching out to him in December. He's got emails, phone calls, everything to Dominion. Hey, we heard that the government says there's vulnerabilities. The whole country's saying that. Come and show us where are we. Is there a problem? And they sent an email saying, I'm sorry, we, you know, go get it tested or whatever. And this is in another part of that where they were, Secretary of State was discussing it. But the bottom line is you hear the lies there. Not only did Dominion can't say, hey, use our machines, they're foolproof. They can't even, if you're a normal company and you have a defective device, if I got my phone here and it's not working and it's got vulnerabilities, where do I bring it? You bring it to the Apple store. You bring it to the person that you got it from, or they come to there if it's something like a voting machine, which we all paid for, taxpayer money, and say, hey, show us what's inside here. What is everybody talking about? But they didn't do that to Louisiana. And then, but boy, they did show up, though, when they wanted to sell them more machines, Brandon.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, it's almost in disbelief that they have the gall to do that.
And by the way, the phone lines are full from all over the country.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll start on them. I just want to say one last thing is the Secretary of State in Louisiana, he's got to be one of the most courageous people I've ever met because he's out there. He's saying, you know what? I'm not going to let the state of Louisiana, these machines, why would I want you to have these machines, these Dominion? You guys didn't cooperate. You didn't talk to us. You're vulnerable. And he's also the same one that dropped off of Eric, which Eric is one of the most corrupt voter rolls. That's another computerized system. That's where they pull the names from. That's where they get in. So why don't we take some calls, Brandon?
All right. Let's go to Mark. Mark in Pennsylvania, you're on with Mike Lindell. Mark.
All right. Hey, Mark. Brandon.
Yeah.
I have a question for you. On the 7th, they're having a meeting in Arizona, and on the 10th, they're having a meeting in Louisiana. Is there any website or anything like that we can go to listen to these meetings?
Okay, when is there a meeting in Louisiana?
The guy said July 10th in that thing.
A meeting July 10th in Louisiana.
Yeah.
Okay, well, all I know is you can go to the Louisiana website, Brandon, tell them what website, and you can watch this whole meeting that was there. This was one of the most important meetings that I know on record, and you can watch the whole meeting. We don't have it up here on Frank's Beach. Where is that? What's that website,
we'll
Brandon?
Get you that website. I'll look it up right now. Logan, if you don't mind texting that to me, that the one
yeah.
that's stored
on
those.
And then the one in Arizona, we don't know if we'll have it televised yet or not. That's the sheriff's meeting. That's where it's a press conference on at 10 a.m. on what?
Arizona,
that's in Vegas. What's that? Oh, that was in Vegas. Oh, the Arizona one, I don't know that. I got, yeah, you're right. That was Arizona. I'm not sure on anything of Arizona. I'm not sure what, there's so many things going on in all these states. Remember, everybody, we're winning. The judges are going to be ruling great. We've got lawsuits going on everywhere, and including one at the Supreme Court, everybody. That's part of my big lawsuit. So, all you people out there, Cheryl, you're included, you better start writing that, hey, there's lawsuits everywhere and there's evidence everywhere. It's raining evidence and lawsuits. You can't lie anymore. The January 6th committee, big liars, can sit there and go, oh, look at this. Brandon, you know what? When the big thing, you know, I want everybody to know, wait till it comes out, the lawsuit that shows that all our military overseas and their families, where 90-some% of the vote went to Biden. How shameful is that, everybody?
Yeah.
They stole your military vote. And so far we've had, you could get that. That's public. That's what I want to pull up for tomorrow night, too. I want to give people, we're going to talk about the military vote tomorrow night, everybody. We're going to get the hearing that was in Arizona. We're going to play some of that, where he says 8,600 and some votes out of 8,700 all went to Biden. And he said, you guys need to look. I audited. My names are on the box. It was on just pieces of paper. This is in Maricopa County, just one county in Arizona, everybody. I have personally met with five other whistleblowers in this country in four different states. All of the ones, when the military vote comes down, they're all emailed. their email, they can email them now instead of mailed by mail. These were overseas. Five times more people in 2020, five times more military vote, Brandon, than normal when there was hardly any people overseas during the China virus.
Wow. Connor from Idaho. You're on with Mike Lindell, Connor.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, guy.
I wanted to say God bless both of you for what you're doing.
Thank you, Connor.
I watch the Lindell Report and the Worldview Report every night. Mike, I wanted to apologize to you for the way that the state of Idaho has treated you.
Yeah.
I'm from Idaho. I was born and raised here, and I can promise you that Idahoans love you, despite what the politicians say. But we love you, Mike. You're the most courageous patriot I've ever seen. My question for you, Mike, was, do you have eyes, or did you have eyes perhaps on Idaho's primary for governor? I know Trump endorsed Janice, I think Meachin is how you say her last name. She lost to the petty tyrant Brad Little to like an 8-to-1 ratio, and I haven't talked to one person that said they voted for Brad Little.
Okay, so in Idaho, we do have a whole team in Idaho, by the way, I know it's just like that in almost every state. It's the politicians that are the blockers, and they're the ones that treat me like garbage. Them and the media. No, let's not forget the media, the bad media out there that's watching right now. They watch. They're our biggest fans here on Lindell Report. We probably have, without them, I don't know what we'd do. They bring your numbers up, Brandon, and especially on your show, all that controversy you say every night. But anyway, in Idaho, it was funny. They sent me a bill in Idaho. You're probably referring to that bill. It's funny because in one of the reports I have, in one county, off by 56 votes out of 558, and in their report, after they did their audit, they said, well, they were only off by 9 votes. Well, is 9 out of 556 or whatever it was, is that good? 58, I didn't get a chance to see what they counted, but it's disgusting. And yes, we definitely, we're looking into every single state. I have a team in every state, and in Idaho, you just gave me the name. We will look into that, because if you're saying it's impossible and the people on the ground, that it was an 8-to-1 ratio, that's what's happening all over our country in these primaries. It just happened to Tina Peters in the state of Colorado, and we're going to have big news on what we're doing there tomorrow. I'm going to take this one right now, and when I get done, I will be turning this in. We do have a way to look at it and know that there was an algorithm or not. I'll give an example. In the state of Georgia, we do know that in the primary, Brian Kemp, what every single county in Georgia, if you took it times 5%, that's what Candace Taylor got. So what we'll do is I'll make sure we have a team looking at that race. When was that primary? When was that primary?
Connor, you know when that was?
It was the second Tuesday of June. Don't quote me on that. It could have been the first Tuesday in June.
But it was
not
June.
100% sure. And I know, regardless if Brad Little did win, which I don't think he did, I believe Janice McGeachin did, but if he did, it was not to an 8-to-1 odds, 8 votes to 1. That's impossible, because everybody hates that petty tyrant rhino Brad Little. And when I went in to vote for the primary, Mike, I proudly went in and voted for Janice McGeachin. They had the machine set up there, and I live in a small county, so not a big population. So there was only one set up there, and they asked me if I was voting for Democrat or Republican when I grabbed my ballot. And they're all like, so just stuff it in that machine right there. I was like, I'd rather not. And they're all like, well, why? I was like, because those machines are hackable. They are, they don't count votes fair. They're like, oh, that's not our machine. Our machine doesn't do that. it's not Dominion. I was like, it doesn't matter if it's Dominion, ESNS, Smartmatic. I was like, how many times does Mike Lindell have to say that over again?
Yeah.
They're like, well, it's not connected to the internet. I was like, it doesn't have to be, but
it doesn't have
anyway,
to be.
Anyway, that was an argument I could tell that was just going in one ear and out the other to them.
Now, Brad, I want to ask you, was that a commissioner or whatever? Would you say they were a Republican?
Yeah, I would say that person voted Republican.
This is a community that's
probably 85% Republican.
Right. And this is what we're up against in our country is the Republicans, right down to the commissioners and stuff. It's like they're part of the biggest cover up of the biggest crime ever. And part of it is some of these commissioners, they can't see what goes on inside the machines or these head of the parish work or like in Louisiana, or which we had some of the commissioners there. They have parishes there, they call them. Well, they get so defensive. Oh, no, we have the best. They're not alive. We have the best system here. Every state, you have two things going on right now in our country. And I'm not talking Democrat, Republican. I'm talking about the people over here that say, we have the best system and we don't have, our machines are top notch here in our state. We have the best, the most secure elections ever. You have everyone going, our state's the most corrupt and the most crime of any other state. And this is what goes on.
That's Idaho. So people,
yeah, that is, yeah, and the, you know, and that gal or that guy, whatever it was she's either A, my guess is she's so misconstrued about what happened in Idaho and what continues to happen in Idaho, that one of the things that people are going to see, that's why you guys, it's so important, August 20th and 21st, the Moment of Truth Summit that's going to be televised worldwide right here on Lindell TV will be one of the most educational. We are going to educate the public, educate the world. So there will be no one to say, no commissioner can ever say again, well, ours was online. I don't care if it was online or not. It doesn't matter if it was online. They're pre-programmed. Brad Ratzenberg will tell you that. Remember that Democrat that got zero votes? It was pre-programmed wrong. It was programmed wrong. Idaho, and I'm going to read it again. As long as you're on right now, I'm going to tell the whole world what happened in Idaho, because you're right. They've actually came at me as much as any other state or the politicians have. Now, your Secretary of State, is your Secretary of State a Republican or a Democrat?
A rhino.
Yeah, okay. Well, there's your answer.
Right rhino there. Won the Republican over Dorothy Moon, who was a true America First patriot. I wish she would have got Trump's endorsement. But
right.
She also lost in a close second in the primary to the rhino that won, who's basically, I forgot his name, but he's basically another Dr. Oz. He claims to be Republican, but he's believes in abortion rights, gun control
right.
laws and all that. And he doesn't believe in voter integrity. He wants
right.
machines. So, and
right.
he won the primary in a very close, slim race,
right.
which also was fishy.
Right. Well, you know, you bring it up, and everybody, remember, everybody, in Idaho, Donald Trump won Idaho, and he won by a lot. I'm going to tell you in a minute. But it's just like every other state, everybody, just it's like what I said to Robin Voss when Robin Voss, remember the horrible Speaker of the House in Wisconsin, the biggest blocker, one of the biggest blockers in this country, all the crime and everything in Wisconsin, and Robin Voss says, you know, he goes, Mike, I can't, my hands are tied until I get a Republican governor. And you know what I told him? I said, you're never going to get a Republican governor unless they want you to have a Republican governor. And that governor is going to be what we call a rhino or a criminal. And a lot of them can be put hand in hand. There's rhinos, and then there's, you know, I consider it almost criminal, because if you're a rhino, you were put in there. You were put in there some other agenda. You obviously don't have a party agenda. So what is that agenda? You know, I mean, and it's just disgusting what they're doing. Here's the Idaho. In Idaho, the big lie. Remember, the big lie is the big lie. Even CNN says now you can't call it the big lie anymore because it was in fact the big lie. The big lie was the big lie. So what they told you, what the machine people and the media told you in Idaho, they said Donald Trump won by 554,000 to 287,000. So that means Donald Trump won by 267,000 votes. Well, here's the truth, or very close to it. Donald Trump won Idaho 589,000 to 251,000 for Biden, which was 337,000 votes. That's a plus 60,000 votes, everybody, in the state of Idaho. I don't care, Idaho. Send me another bill. Send me another bill. You think I'm paying it? That gets good publicity. Cheryl, write that down. Why don't you put a thing out about Idaho? Idaho, you know, it's kind of funny. I thought it'd be so easy going to these red states and saying, open up your machines and let's see what happened in your state. Let's look at it. But nobody wants to do that. Remember, everybody, no judges have ever looked at the evidence yet. Only one in Antrim County, Michigan, and he did not rule on it. No judge in the United States, Cheryl, and all you people out there that are writing for any media outlet, no judge has looked at the evidence yet. Don't sit and say there's no evidence when it's piled all the way to the sun and back. Right here on Frank's Beach, go down and click on bombshell evidence. Click on any one of the preliminary injunctions. And I will promise you this, Idaho, we are not letting this sit idly by. You're going to be represented at the big August 20th, the Moment of Truth Summit, and there will be representation there from Idaho, and all of this stuff is not happening in vain. All of these people with the machines will be melted down and used for prison bars. And Idaho's at the front of the line, as far as I'm concerned.
Thank you for the call, Connor. Let's go to Mike. Mike is in Providence. Is that Providence, Rhode Island, Mike?
Yes.
All right. Thanks for calling in tonight. You're on with Mike Lindell.
Good evening, Brandon. Good evening, Mike.
Thank you.
I just want to tell you guys.
Good evening. Good evening. Rhode Island, that's I haven't heard from you guys since the Cyber Symposium when all 50 states were represented.
Well, we're out here, and I just want to tell you, I just want to tell you, after you guys get your thing up and running here with the TV and, Right Side Broadcasting and Real America's Voice, I finally can say that I am cable-free. I'm saving $130 a month, and I'm paying $4.99 for One America News, and I don't have to sponsor the corporate media's propaganda, because I called my files and said, can I get rid of CNN, MSNBC? And they said, no, it's all part of the bundle. I said, well, unbundle me, you give me the internet for $89, and I got Roku, and I'm, between you, Steve Bannon, and the rallies, I watch from 1 in the afternoon to the time he walks off the stage. And I think you guys are doing a great job.
Wow.
The one thing I wanted to say was, you have a lot of support over here in our blue states here in New England. And I was thinking one day you put a bug in President Trump's ear on one of these rallies saying he should try to fill up Gillette Stadium or maybe even the Giants Stadium. Because I think that would really push right in their noses. Saying that, look at all these supporters. How are we going to, you got to show some support down here, because we have Langerman leaving office over here in Rhode Island. And I think there's going to be Alan Fung or something that's going to try to take his seat. And, and then they just started this new thing in Rhode Island now where you can register to vote the day of.
Oh, wow.
And I'm not a big fan of that.
No.
So I don't want to tie up all your airways. But the other thing I wanted to tell you, too, at Christmas, I have these liberal nieces and nephews, and I usually give gift certificates every Christmas, but this time I went and bought a half a dozen of your pillows that said, with God, all things are possible, and your book, and I opened the box up, and I got a couple of funny looks. but they'd read the book and they liked it. So,
well, good.
So there's hope even for the liberals out here.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Well, thank you, and that's awesome.
Great call. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, I want to address a couple of things here. We're first and last thing, everybody. If anybody, you know anybody in addiction out there, you know, my book, it's not, you can go, if you get, and it's not just for addiction, entrepreneurs, it's an amazing story. If you get your friends or whatever to get the Frank Speech app at the App Store and the Frank Social app, which brings you right over to Frank Speech. My audiobook is there for free, everybody. My audiobook where I did it was very, it's my voice. You can listen to the whole thing. It's people tell me it's really amazing. And it's and then if you have someone in addiction, remember I have the LindellRecoveryNetwork.org. It's free, everybody. Go there. Tell someone you love. Tell someone you know. If you say, oh, he's incorrigible, he's never going to get out of addiction. You know what? With God, all things are possible. And I'll tell you what. Give him that website. He still has a phone, or he or she has a phone. They're going to be curious, and they're going to go there. And it's free. Free online help. You can't beat free, everybody. So that's one thing. I will say this, too, is we have now, which is going to be revealed probably on that same summit, we have a new angle, like a new camera angle. Let's think of it, a new camera angle at a bank robbery, everybody. I've been hearing for months now, every state I talk to, I mean every state, Brandon, every blue state says, I believe Donald Trump won our state, including California. They tell me this when I'm in California. They said, we don't know anybody that voted for Biden. And anyway, I was talking to one of the ones that are kind of spearheading this new camera angle. And they said that, get this, right for this, everybody. They said, we believe that Donald Trump might have won New York State.
Oh, wow.
Now, let me tell everybody that, okay? If that's true, if I know the other states, all the other states have went down, there would be probably, it could be a Ronald Reagan type thing, Brandon. Can you imagine? Now, imagine a world without the cheating in the 2020 election. What if it would be hard pressed if I had to say, put my finger on a state and say, I'm going to bet on this one that he didn't win. I wouldn't know which one to choose by what I've heard from these, from this new camera angle, so to speak, or this new evidence.
Wow.
Wouldn't that be something?
Yes, it would.
There is. And then we also have, it's almost now, it could be as much as 82 million to 64 million.
Wow.
For Donald Trump to Biden. Now that would make a lot more sense because there's about 15 million votes that are phantom votes that nobody can account for, more votes than we had voters in this country.
Wow.
All these counties where we had more votes than voters and stuff like that. So, but I will say that, so if you're in a blue state, just remember this, we've got to get rid of the machines. When you get rid of the machines and we get our country where we just, where all people can vote and it's a one person, one vote, and we get back to that, I'm telling you, it's going to, that, you know, don't give up on your state. I live in Minnesota where it's been blue since 1972. I know 100% Donald Trump won the state of Minnesota. It's not even a question. We had this checked out a long time ago, like over a year ago, where I got the word that he won Minnesota by 65,000 votes. Now, did they take extra in Minnesota? Yes. You got to realize, everybody, when they do this with the machines, they always want to make it, they probably want to make it look like that there's a big gap there. So you go, oh, why would I even bother and look into it? A good example is Tina Peters, what they did to her in Colorado. Okay. She's polling at 56% or whatever, and all of a sudden she only gets 30% of the vote. You guys, this is an impossibility. So we're going to have news on that tomorrow, hopefully tomorrow night during the Lindell Report.
Okay.
But anyway, so let's go to the next caller.
Okay,
Brandon.
Glenn in Virginia. Glenn, thanks for calling. You're on with Mike Lindell, Glenn.
Yes, I want to first thank you for all you guys are doing. My main concern is this. We're We're trying to get these machines taken out of all these different states. How is that going to happen between now and November? It doesn't seem like it's moving fast enough. I don't know why we don't have more people involved. Maybe President Trump, maybe General Flynn, the Republican National Committee. None of these people seem to be helping you out. I don't know why we don't have more people involved, congressmen, well, senators.
I will tell you this. You might not think like it's moving that fast, but I'll just give you an example. The GOP of Arizona, they filed a month and a half ago, filed an amicus brief and for the Carrie Lake complaint to get rid of the machines in the state of Arizona. People are jumping on board. I believe what you're going to see is once one state, and we really believe it'll be Louisiana or South Dakota, could be one of these, could be Arizona or Alabama, but one of these early ones that happen, and they're going to show one of the things is the pushback is, oh, it's going to take longer to do the count, but it's not. We already now have a study. It's 30 seconds a ballot, no matter how many things are on the ballot. So, and we just seen France's model to the world. They did 70 million people in one day. They did the whole hand count in less than 2 hours, Brandon. Wow. 2 hours. And so we've got the system for that. I think what you're going to see is their time. When it's an emergency, remember, you can with it's not like we're putting in a new system of new machines. We're going back to a time where you do it by hand. If I have a stack of papers here on ballots, which ballots, there's plenty of the same ballots. It doesn't matter, a ballot to ballot, if you want to use your old ballots, and you have these ballots, you do it by hand manually. Now, it's not going to take longer, but if it did, so what? We're all within that time, to get this done. We've already got, I think, 100 and some counties that don't use machines now, that have committed to be machine free. One of the things we did learn too, of the 3,000 some counties, most of those counties have a very small population the audits can be done, even if it's not done at the precinct level, within an hour. So it's not like, and these things only require a camera for the new system, just a camera so we can all watch it. Brandon, it's like watching a live stream of a committee or a city council meeting. Very simple, so we all get to watch it. So, we have to believe, and to answer your question, why aren't more people involved? That's another reason I can't say it enough is if you know people out there, if you're looking for some to come to Frank's Beach here, go to Cause of America and get involved. We have people in all 50 states working on this. We're going county by county, and then we're going state by state with the injunction. We can only do the best we can, and I believe God's got his hand in all this. One of the things, too, I want to tell everybody is, if the polling shows, like in Ken Paxton in Texas, he was a 40-point favorite. Well, if they're going to steal that with the machine, it's pretty obvious to everybody. What everybody can do is just like the previous caller from Idaho, start reporting anomalies because we're going to use these. We're not letting these go. These are going to get before judges and stuff. And you know what? It's took us 2 years so far to keep getting to fix 2020. Almost 2 years, a year and a half. So you know what? If the election, to get this switched over, if anyone that says, one lady the other day said, we're for climate change and we got to get away from using paper. And I said, well, you know what? We're all about recycling. Melt down the machines. We'll turn them into prison bars. There you go. save some money.
Okay, last caller of the day, Bill in Georgia. Bill, thanks for calling in, Bill.
Well, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And Mike and Brandon, I want to thank you all for what you are doing for this country, and God bless both of you.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you.
What I'm interested in, a possibility of suggestion, the Louisiana Secretary of State seems to be concerned about his election down there. In their primary, if their Dominion machine is like Georgia, it prints out a ballot, a paper ballot. So they could use the Dominion machine and then count the paper ballot as their final result. And maybe you can suggest and try to influence them in doing that.
No, I already met with in Louisiana, and I already talked. Let me tell you about machines. It's just like I had a lady that wanted me to back her, the Republican Party, and she said, I said, no, I'm not going to back you. You're pro-choice. She goes, no. She says, I'm right in the middle. And I said, what do you, half kill a baby? If you have machines in any part of this, you absolutely are vulnerable. Any part of it, the machines have to go, period. What we have in Louisiana, they already know down there that Dominion is defective. They that whole committee, they're going to go, I believe, to completely paper and hand count it. When you do the hand count, it's on camera. That also is your audit. So let's say you have a number that's off when it's turned into the public. Oh, hey, there's like this earlier caller that said they had an 8-1. He said that's impossible. Well, then all you got to do is go back and look at the cameras, and there's your audit, and which everybody can do for the privacy of their own home. And you're right. Jeff Landry is running for governor of the state of Louisiana. Jeff is a great he's a great attorney general, and he'll make a great governor. And he's gonna, I believe the state of Louisiana is gonna do the right thing. They can't put Dominion in now. They know they're defective. It'd be like letting their state drive on defective cars, and everybody's taking a left turn, and they end up taking a right and crash into a wall. They cannot let the state of Louisiana, knowing what they know now. It's like me, Brandon. I can't change what I've seen, and I can't change what I know. Yep. I can't just unknow what I know and unsee what I've seen. That's what's happened in Louisiana. Both the Secretary of State and the Attorney General, they know what went on in Louisiana, and they can't let the people of Louisiana live one more day with their elections run by machines, and neither can we in the United States of America.
That's the Lindell Report. Don't forget, MyPillow.com to support Mike's work. Folks, you're seeing it right here on frankspeech.com. Go to the website. Look at all the reports that show all that he's been doing to expose and document the facts, despite the fact the media keeps saying, debunked, debunked. No, it's not. And even CISA, even the government now has had to come out and say, the machines are vulnerable. And now you just heard ESNS. Oh, they're all vulnerable. So, folks, yep. He's come a long way. He's had to drag a lot of Americans. But you can support what he's doing by going to MyPillow.com. Use that promo code L77. Got a lot of historic savings. Got a lot of the buy one, get one free. And that's historic. My Pillow, $19.88 since he's been canceled by Walmart. Use that promo code L77 to note you're watching the Lindell Report and want to support Mike Lindell and his employees, 2,700 of them, and this network. Thanks for watching. Take care.
Thanks, Brandon. Thank you.
Thank you.
Lindell TV.